Quiet Storm, tucking you in nice and tight with all the ear candy that's necessary for Thursday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Monday night, don't matter. We appreciate you being here. My name is Lenny Green.
And I'm Indy Smith.
And we presented a very interesting topic a little earlier.
Is it better to have the love you want or just be grateful for the love someone gives you? Well, you know what? I have a special guest. We've had her before. She is a self-actualization coach. Mm. I love that, by the way. And just amazing. She's working on some amazing things. So, Miss Trish Ajell Roberts, are you there?
Yes.
I am here, Indy and Lenny. It's so great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, first off, it's an exciting day for me because it's the launch day of 12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. So, I'm excited to be here.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congrats, yeah.
Thank you so much.
And wait, now, how can they find the book? How can they find it?
Yeah, so the book is, it's actually free today and tomorrow on Kindle, on Amazon. So, you can go on Amazon or you can go on my website, which is TrishAjellRoberts.com. It's Trish, A-H-J-E-L, Roberts.com. I wanted to share, too, because I've just followed her for so long. Iyanla Van Zant has promised to share the book on her Facebook Live.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's an exciting day.
That's huge.
Thank you. But I want to get into the question. So is it better to have the love you want or be grateful for the love someone gives you? And for me, you know, I'm in this business of happiness and helping people get happier and more fulfilled in their lives. So when you look at it from a perspective of happiness, being grateful is always going to make you happier if it's really gratitude and it's not just, you know, you being kind of resentful, right? So if you're genuinely happy, it'll make you healthier. It'll make you physically and mentally healthier. You'll sleep better. It lowers stress, lowers blood pressure. Just all these wonderful things. So you do want to have that gratitude attitude. And in the 12 steps that I teach to mind-blowing happiness, the 8th step is surrender. So there's an element of surrender in there when you're just kind of happy for the love that you're getting, realizing not everybody's getting love, right? So you want to appreciate what you are getting. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be grateful and want more, right?
Right.
So you don't have to just accept crumbs.
That's important.
Yeah, and no crumbs. Yeah, so you can definitely want more. Sometimes our partners don't line up with all 8 areas, and that's okay. But sometimes it's not okay, and you want to kind of make sure that you're connecting in more ways so that you can get the love that you want in your relationship.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tell everyone how they can take this opportunity to get a hold of your reading.
12 Steps to Mind-Blowing Happiness. It's free on Kindle today and tomorrow, because tomorrow's my birthday, so it's kind of my birthday gift.
Wow. Happy birthday,
you.
Fellow Virgo.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And you can get your copy on Amazon or on my website, which is TrishAjellRoberts.com. And I just want to share, I'm committed to teaching the 12 steps to 12 million people over the course of the next 12 years.
Wow.
I'm launching a free webinar this month that's going to teach about the 8 main life areas and how you can use them to improve your happiness and your relationship.
God bless you, and congratulations, and happy birthday. Continued success, and all the best to you. Thanks for chatting with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get into a little Frankie Beverly and Maze as we start tucking you in nice and tight. This is Confessions of Love with LaGuardia Stone.